It's Radiothon time here. Feel the vibe and subscribe. 9514 9500. Thank you so much to everyone who has subscribed today. Those who have subscribed via the website will have had a bit of a chance to look around at all of the wonderful prizes that we have on offer, including, of course, the Oxford Art Factory Golden Ticket, a free double pass to any show at the Oxford Art Factory for a year. Now, the Oxford Art Factory, it's more than just a place to check out live music. It is an informed response to the city's desire for a dynamic entertainment experience, a venue that creates a cultural focal point for international and local artists, providing them with a world-class platform and just a really cool place to go and check out music. Don't take my word from it. Let's have a chat with Mark from the Oxford Art Factory, who joins us here once again on 2SER Breakfast. Hey, how are you going?
I'm very well, thank you, Danny, and a warm welcome to all the listeners out there in this beautiful day in Sydney.
I know things are heating up out there and heating up at the Oxford Art Factory. My thanks on behalf of the station for you once again getting involved and helping support our radiothon.
More than welcome to be a part of it. It's a great cause.
And it's a great prize, the golden ticket, free double pass to any show that you want. We were discussing there on the person who was the winner of it last year put in an absolutely mammoth effort, and they went in like nearly 100 shows.
Which is incredible. I know, and maybe this year it'll be even more.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though, I was driving on the way in here. I was listening, obviously, to 2SER in the car, as I do, and as everyone probably does. But I've got to say, the variety of music that you put on is phenomenal. So, you know, the reason for this golden ticket to go out there and support the station is not just because we want to be a part of it, but we think it's an incredibly important cause for 2SER to remain on the air, to be there for people to be able to listen to this wide variety of music, for all the interesting discussions and topics that get brought onto the station. So get out there and get amongst it and subscribed.
Yeah, I love everything that you do there at the Oxford Art Factory as well. There's always something interesting happening. There's shows on for people of all interests, no matter what genre, everything
That's
gets
right.
covered there.
I've always had, the mission from the onset with the Oxford Art Factory from the beginning was that it needed to include everything and everybody.
Yeah.
It's an open space. It's an inclusive space. We host everything from live music to obviously book launches to, you know, all kinds of things that go on there. And, you know, that's a reflection of the community. And so are you.
And how long have you been there at the Oxford Art Factory for?
18 years now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my boys have grown up. One of them is actually behind the bar now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, part-time. He's studying at art school, but he's there part-time. So it's pretty amazing to see that.
Oh, did you think that the journey would take you this far when you first started?
Yeah, well, I kind of did. But, I mean, COVID obviously really scared the pants off me and everybody, but we got through that. But in the beginning, no, I always had a vision of Oxford Art Factory remaining and being there for the long haul. That's with everything I do, I tend to sort of make sure that it's there, it's durable, it can last and stand the test of time.
Last time we were on here, we talked about, I hogged the microphone and talked about the favourite gigs that I'd seen there at the Oxford Art Factory, one of which is, of course, Ultramagnetic MCs. But 2SER's very own DJ Shan Frenzy on your radio tomorrow with Groove Therapy from Midday DJed for Ultramag, and it was awesome. Do you sort of, what are the ones that stand out for you? What are the things that you've experienced there at the Oxford Art Factory that made you realise, yep, I'm doing the right thing?
Oh, look, I would have to say probably some of the most amazing gigs have been obviously related to me personally. Roland S. Howard from The Birthday Party played his second last show before he sadly passed away. But then the other ones as well would stand out, like Tame Impala, before they were even known, really.
Yeah.
Played at the Oxford Art Factory in front of like 25, 30 people, barefoot, as they do. And seeing people, you know, local legends like Lazy Eyes playing a part in the X-Ray Specs underage program concept that we created and handed over to students to sort of mastermind, which my son, actually my older son Felix, was a part of. And that seeing Lazy Eyes and bands like that sort of really stands out when you see bands that come through and then all of a sudden they're huge.
That's really great,
The international ones as well, of course, you know, but I have to say the local industry is one that it's always close to my heart to see bands coming in and you know, delivering and just putting a smile on people's faces.
And it's been part of the mission as well. You're always there trying to support the music, and obviously you sort of, the best way for punters out there to support is to get out and see gigs.
Absolutely. You need to get off the couch. It's all very well to sit on the couch, but you're not going to meet anyone. You're not going to have the feeling of being amongst a social group of people watching something incredible in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
Sitting in front of the television or being on your phone is not going to deliver it. You need to be out there. You need to be amongst it. You need to be next to people. You need to be inspired by people in front of you. That's how things occur in life.
Indeed. And that's a really good point as well. Lord knows how many people have met on the dance floor there at the Oxford Art Factory? How many families have resulted?
I think people married after they met at the Oxford Art Factory. I know for a fact. You know, I've been told. Yeah, that's not. I'm not. That's absolutely true. There's been a few occasions when people have told me they met at the Oxford Art Factory, which is fantastic.
That is really cool. You're doing absolutely phenomenal work. Thank you once again, Mark, to you and everyone there at the Oxford Art Factory for doing everything that you're doing. Go to oxfordartfactory.com to find out about all the stuff that's happening in the next little while. You got Moody Man happening there in November. That's very exciting, isn't
it? That's going to be exciting, yeah.
Yeah, you got the Breathe album tour there happening on Friday, 3rd of October. That is going to be a big night there.
Well, and this Friday, we've got Yes or No, number 2, which is an amazing event put on by Mum Publishing from Melbourne, which will see the likes of Kieran J. Callahan and G2G.
G2G, yes. Friends of the show, friends of the station, Shock Corridor, and many more.
A plethora of bands are going to be on. That's this Friday. So come down.
That is an absolutely stacked gig, that
It
one.
Is, and it's Look amazing. Last year was absolutely huge, packed to the rafters. So get in, get your tickets.
Heaps of stuff we're playing on here. Solo Careers on there, Station Model Violence. What an awesome night out that is. OxfordArtFactory.com. And another one that I'm looking forward to in the next little while is Bad Moon Rising with Julia Y and Louisa supporting Lucid Bloom. I'm going to play for you now. This by them is called Dust. Mark from the Oxford Art Factory, thank you so much for joining us here
this morning
on 2SER Breakfast. Thank you so much for your ongoing support of not only 2SER, but of course, live local music. 2SER.com to sign up as a subscriber, 9514 9500, and of course, oxfordartfactory.com to find out more. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Danny.